close to the dimension of what they used to get in biblical times? Somebody say close. I mean, how many of you seen anybody get up from the dead? Anybody seen anybody get up from the dead today? How about, all right, any healings yet? Any lame walking? Anybody see anything like that today, huh? Anybody come out of a shaking building today? Huh? Come on now. How many of you had that quiet time this morning? You know it was going so good, then all of a sudden, you know the building just started shaking, huh? I know you had that quiet time this morning. Hadn't it been awesome, huh? How about you've been praying in the morning, then all of a sudden you find yourself in a different city? I know y'all having it. Somebody say, same thing. Woo-hoo! Somebody say, just like they had, huh? Just like they had. Well, it's the same Jesus, isn't it? Amen. It's the same Holy Ghost. Amen. Same Bible. Yeah. Same promises. Yeah. Actually, better promises. Amen. Right? Well, are they working? Yeah. Many people don't know whether they're working or not until they die. Well, I got to heaven. It must be working. Woo-hoo! Well, I don't want to die and have to go to heaven just to make sure that the promise of God work. I want to start to experience a little bit of that stuff down here. How about you? Right? There's a part of, you can enter into some heaven while on earth. I mean, your religious experience and Christian experience shouldn't be just singing about what's going to happen after you die when Jesus comes back. There should be a little bit of that stuff, right? Here and now, right? Amen. Because there's a part of Jesus you'll only get to experience while you're here on earth. Right. You won't get to experience Jesus as a healer up there in heaven. There's no sickness up there. Right. You won't know he's a resurrection from the dead. Amen. We know that he rose from the dead. There are certain things about him you need to experience in the right here and now. Somebody say, learn it now.
Learn it now.
And experience it now, so you don't have to. So when you get to heaven, you can learn a whole new dimension of him. People are sitting up there talking, well, he's this, he's that. Well, I know that. And he's going to show us new things about himself when we get up there. But down here on earth, there are certain things about him that we can pick up. And I believe our perspective should change. Elevate yourself to the standard of our faith. Our faith is not based in fairy tales and nursery rhymes. People take Christianity to be just like nursery rhymes and fairy tales. Oh, yes. You could tell, they just tell these wonderful stories that you read about in the book. And the water stacked up on itself, and the people traveled right down through the middle of it, right? Jesus walked on the water. Wow. Fairy tales. You know, and kids can't tell the difference between Scripture and Mother Goose. You can put them all in there together. Kids can't tell it. You know, you tell the same story. They don't know the difference between a Bible scripture and Mother Goose. But they need to know the difference between the nursery rhyme and the Word of God. Is he still doing it?
Yes, amen.
He is still doing it.
Yes,
yeah, we just need to get ourselves up there to the level of where we'll start to see those things and start to experience those things. I don't want to take a break and wait to die. Life's too short for that stuff.
Yes,
I want to start to experience Jesus Christ right here and right now. And how can we allow some of those things to start to activate in our life? How many wants to see some Holy Ghost activation in their life?
Yes,
some manifestation.
Yes.
We can see the manifestation of God if we can agree to do some things. We can have a trip.
Yes,
and things will start to happen. Because we've got a happening God. I'm in here right now not because of you, glory to God, but because of him. And many people come to church and get around religious things and to get around religious people. It's all based in people, and the only thing they get back from God is what people can produce. And they get themselves bored here, a bored there, a bored there, a bored everywhere. And the only thing they get back is what a bored can produce. They get themselves a social club together. And church is all about the social club. And the only thing they get back is what a social club can produce. It'll make you happy holiday season, amen. And when there's nothing else to do, we talk about each other. You get back what you put in.
Right, amen.
And people don't know what they're looking for.
Amen.
I need a whole lot more than you.
And people want to get people saved and born again and delivered to hang out with us? Is that what it's all about?
I don't think so.
Some people might think, I tell you what, if this is what it was all cooped up to be, I say that's a torture. I mean, we're no island unto ourselves. And some of you saved, sanctified, Holy Ghost-filled people can be like that. Amen. I mean, I'm talking about spending the eternity with some 15, 20 minutes with some of you people. And me on the bad day, amen, is like hell on earth. Nobody want to hear that, but it's true. We wonder why people don't want to get saved, because they're not hearing the gospel. No, they don't want to be around some of us. That's the truth. Oh, yeah, that's the truth. Oh, yeah. That, you mean I got to go sit up there with them crazy folk about three times a week? And you shouting hallelujah is not the crazy they're talking about. And that's the easy stuff. It's what comes after you say, Luyah. I'm ready to break out of this. Somebody say, I'm ready to escape the church trap. Look at somebody and say, the church trap. Oh, yeah, you can get in the church. Everybody's sinking together. Nothing happening, nothing going on, and we're all singing songs like on the Titanic as the boat sinks. All of us here bored together. Let's just pray again. Let's say another prayer. Let's do this. There's something better than that. There's something more than that. There is something called life, and life more abundantly. Amen. And life is not knowing about life. Life is experiencing life. There are a whole lot of people that have an understanding of what life is in their intellect, but don't experience any of it, and they don't live it through. Well, I'm tired of talking about it. I'm tired of dreaming about it. I'm tired of wishing for it. Amen. I'm ready to start to experience that myself. And I'm serious about it. And I'm ready to do whatever is absolutely necessary to start to do that. Because life has grown somewhat boring. How many of you ever been there? Look at somebody and say, you're nice. You're sweet. But compared to what Jesus can offer, you know, like the miracles, signs and wonders, walking through walls, rising from the dead, amen, kicking the devil's butt, going to hell and raising again, amen, hanging on a cross. I mean, that man did some stuff, didn't he? I mean, compared to forming everything with his own hands, creating all things with a father like his father, you're pretty boring. One of the things you've got to know, you got to look about you when you get to church and say, this is not all that it's cooped up to be. This is a part of it. But this is nowhere near of what it's cooped up to be. We're all participators in this thing, but the key ingredient is Jesus. And it's the Holy Ghost, and it's God, and it's Him putting on His show. It's Him putting on a show, and how can we get to the point to where we let God put on His show? Let Him be Himself. Let Him manifest His nature. Let Him manifest His character. Amen? I'm tired of somebody else seeing the movie. It's like going to the movie theater, and you're sitting next to a bunch of people, and there's nothing on the screen. They're just telling you what they saw last year. Right about this time, last time, you can't see it on the screen because it's really not happening right now, but this is where the big boat blew up. Woo, isn't that nice? The big boat, and we're all going, I'm ready to see it for myself. You ever realize that? And that's what we've allowed church to become, and that's what we've allowed the Christian experience to become, talking about something that other people could believe up 2,000 years ago. Amen? Talking about it instead of experiencing it and demonstrating it. So what do we got to do to start to see those type of demonstrations and to live that kind of life? First of all, realize where it's going to come from and where it's not. That's the first step. You can look at somebody and say, okay, you can't do that. And it's taken the church 2,000 years, and they still haven't figured that out. What do you mean you can't do that? No, no, no. It's the Holy Ghost in you that can do that. Amen. It's the Holy Ghost in you that can do that. Just you coming together is not going to do nothing. But the Holy Ghost in you, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory, He can do those things. But how do we allow that to happen? We got to do some things. Turn to Acts chapter 1, verse 14. Make the most of every opportunity. There are some people that might as well just play tic-tac-toe. Amen? Amen. Nothing worse than hearing the word without a heart to do that word and see it happen, come back to you. That's what church is all about. Why sit up here and torture ourselves? We sit up here talking about stuff we know we're never going to do. Isn't that a trip? That's like, you know, we know there's healing, right? But let's say there was a handicapped person, and you went to the handicapped person. There was no means of that person ever being healed, amen? And you took him out to a racetrack and say, boy, look how fast you could go if you had those legs. Woo-hoo! You could really go fast. Just look at that racetrack. Mm-hmm. Look at that racetrack. And that's what we do in church half the time. We've been doing that for 2,000 years, talking about a whole bunch of stuff, knowing we're just going to sit there and look stupid. And then we say we're not getting fed. We're not talking about deep things. We're not talking about the deep things. Amen. We want to get over into the deep things. And you've never even felt rain falling from the sky. You haven't even sweated yet. And you want to get out in the middle of the river. Amen. 1 + 1 = 2. You ever met Shavats? There were Shavats. They know Shavants or Shavats, depending on what area of the country you're from. They are people that are ticked the wrong way upstairs, amen, and they short out certain things, which makes them have real keen ability to get other things together real tight. Can't tie their shoestrings, but they could tell you everybody's phone number in the phone book. They can't open a Coke can. Couldn't open a Coke can. Do you hear me? A Coke can, but could remember every president's birthday. And somebody say, isn't that neat? Isn't that neat? But I don't need to know every president's birthday. And I need my Coke can open. Well, we got those kind of believers. They can tell you everything about healing. They can tell you everything about prosperity, but the brokest ones in town. Amen. They could tell you how Jesus got him healed, and I got faith to get him healed, and I feel the anointing in the back of my back, and it's floating out my hand. Amen. They walking with malaria. That's quite confusing. That's just quite confusing. People thinking we're crazy. Someone saying, now you need to get over to this Pentecostal boat. Get over to the Pentecostal boat, over to the Pentecostal side where the river of God is moving and the fire is falling. Oh, it's alive in here. Woo, shalala. You know, we're going off and all this stuff and not doing any more than the Catholics. I mean, we barely passed the Mormons. Amen. But it's really moving over here. Oh, I'm so full of it. Amen. Don't deceive yourself.
That's right.
Somebody said, show me your faith. He said, you show me your faith, I'll show you my works.
Amen.
Well, how can we see? It would be much easier to talk about something we can do right now and see it work. And get out there and pine the by and go off in la-la land. I mean, you get people, every day there's a new vision. Every day there's a new word. You ever notice people that hear them the most do the least? Somebody said, you better stop listening to them voice and go do something, boy. He told Noah one thing. Noah did that one thing, got it done, and died. He told Moses, do this one thing. Moses did the one thing and what? Died. What did he tell you? He tells you one thing and to do with your life. You heed that call and run with it. Now, of course, there's direction, daily direction. I'm not talking about people that aren't prophetic. Amen. That are prophetic. But there's direction. But you don't want to get so loony. Amen.
Amen.
Put up or shut up.
That's right. Put up or shut up.
Well, this is how you put up. I want that Acts church just like the old church. Hallelujah. Just the way they used to do it. Somebody say, how many want some of that stuff? Well, you make up your mind. Guess what? You keep doing what you're doing now. You're going to have exactly what you got now. Insanity is to do the same thing over and over and over and over again and then expect different results. No, that's when we blame God. Blaming God because we're nuts. Say, something got to give. And I believe it's you. How many got some stuff need to change? How many got some situations need to change and some things need to change? You want to start? Change yourself.
Amen.
You want to see somebody want to see some power? Say, Lord, change something right now in the name of Jesus. Say, do it, Lord. Say, change this place. Amen. They want me to change this place. And that's how it is for most of our life. Praying this, God, do this. Praying, God, do that. And all we got to do is get up and move. All we got to do is get up and move. He's not doing it all over again. He's done it. And until you get up and start to move, he pours out his spirit on what? All what? Flesh. On all flesh. So you start by, you know, you just start. And then watch what God does with that. Amen? You're not even doing what you can do in the natural. What do you need to get over into the spiritual for? Amen? The spiritual's there to help you to do, the spirit's to help you get over to the supernatural. Somebody say supernatural. Well, when you need supernatural strength, well, you got to try. You got to start where you are. Start where you are. Work every resource you got. Amen. Work it all. And then when you get to the point to where you can't work anything else and you spoil everything you got, then the supernatural will kick in. We're waiting to defeat the devil with all this other stuff. Listen, walk. There's so many people stuck in a hole right now. Stuck in holes right now. Waiting for some supernatural giant to jump out of the sky. Amen. Waiting for their hair to turn gray. We got people, I know some people talk to trees. Yeah, we got Christian neighbors. The whole church once a week goes out and rolls in the ashes. Yeah, rolls in the ashes. Deep. And that's deep. Tell somebody, stop talking, stop listening to them voices. Come and be just like me. There's an ash pit out there. But I believe we're going to see God's spirit. His spirit starts to manifest when we start to get obedient. Start to obey. Just obey. What's the first miracle? The first miracle is you finally letting God tell you something, you do it. That's a miracle. Glory to God. That's a miracle. You know that's a miracle, you obeying the Holy Ghost? Why? Why? Because there was a point in time where it would have been impossible for you to obey the Holy Ghost. But Jesus broke that barrier and given you a new nature, amen, to cause you to do the things of God. And you just living day by day under the direction of the Holy Spirit, amen. That's a miracle in manifestation. Start there. Can I talk to you about one thing we can do? Somebody say there's a guarantee of power. There's a guarantee of anointing. There's a guarantee of demonstration of the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. One, Acts chapter 1, verse 14. These all, somebody say, these all. Why did that, see? So that's the number one problem right there with many churches, because we never get a these all church. We get some of them and some of them and some of them. And then what is that? Somebody say these all. Well, it took a step to get to these all. These all by itself is a manifestation of the Holy Ghost. Did you know that? Just getting to these all. That's a work of God. Hallelujah. Woo! That's a miracle right there before we even got there. Somebody say, these all. Well, that's the first miracle. It took Jesus 3 years to get them to a these all. Amen. He taught with them and taught them how to love one another, how to walk with one another. Amen. He said, love one another, stay together, be together. Somebody say, first miracle, these all. You don't think that's a miracle? You try to get some these all together. Amen. It takes some effort. It takes some effort, amen? It takes some crucifixion of the flesh to get to these all. That's a work that only the Holy Ghost can do. Anybody ever been in a these all service? Anybody ever been in a these all church? Amen. Everybody had the same goal, same vision, same heart, same purpose. But before they even got to 2nd chapter of Acts, they had a these all spirit. Somebody say, that's where it started. These all with one accord. See, many people want to pray, but they don't want to do the these all one accord first. I ain't going to pray with nobody that ain't these all in one accord. I'm not going into prayer to get to these all one accord. You got to have these all one accord before you go to prayer. Somebody said, we got some stuff here we need to work out. We need to go to prayer. No, I'm not going to go to prayer for you. My prayer is not going to be answered anyhow. Amen. Don't go to prayer to get these all one accord. You got to make that up in your mind. You got to make that up in your flesh. Hey, we're going to agree. We're going to get this thing together. Then our prayers will be answered. Amen. We're not going to do anything, but many people want to get to pray. Don't expect me, amen. Oh, they all right, we just need to get together to pray. Number one time the devil's trying to manifest, there's always some looney tune calling the prayer meeting. You ever want to find strife in the church? Find the prayer meeting. There's one out there someplace. Yes! Yes! I've been in this thing for years. My dad, oh, yes, I have. Think about it. I can find one. You want to find the most evil work? Find that one. They're praying to work it out. Oh, yes, they are. Amen. Don't go to prayer until you get past they and these all. And one accord goes to prayer. One accord goes to prayer. One accord goes to prayer. That one accord is the basis and the base and the foundation for what you're believing God to do. He ain't going to jump on anything that's not in one accord anyhow. Say, husband, don't even. He said, look. Get together with your wife and get your stuff together that your prayers might not be hindered. Amen. Amen. First of all, get that stuff together. Every once in a while we do marriage counseling, you know. And this is when you know the marriage is really upside down and messed up. On the outside, the thing's all messed up, and then all of a sudden the woman's doing her bit and the man's just as wrong half the time. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. And then when they get real wrong, they want to spiritualize it. Anybody ever got that? Say, I'm the head, you know, and woo, and all this stuff. These all, one accord, amen. Then you'll find out where your head is. Get your head screwed on right. Until you get with one accord, you're not going to find out where your head is. What's your head? Jesus Christ, the anointing of the Holy Ghost, amen. Stop getting all Looney Tune and weird and spiritually manipulative and controlling. Hallelujah. See, there's a whole bunch of stuff that's just crazy. Whole bunch of stuff just crazy. They think they're not doing nothing but making a lot of noise. Can't do anything. Just before a car's ready to stop running, it gets real loud. Stripping gears. They think they really drive it. Oh, yes. I've had devils prophesy, you know, getting that thing real quick. And the Lord told me this. Somebody say one accord. And they all. When you get to they all, one accord, then you find out what prayer really is. Amen. You find out what prayer really is. Because the they alls and the one accord people are the people that know how to pray. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody's thinking, oh, you got to get the deep ones to get together to pray. No, I got to get the loving ones to get together to pray. Amen. Amen. That one can really get a prayer through. Amen. Yeah, through the back of my spine and all that screeching and hollering and screaming that can't. Yeah, amen. You get yourself a little baby, little child that got innocent faith and loves everybody. You want to have a good prayer meeting, see a mountain fall down. You get that little child and say, hey, let's get together to pray. Amen. How many want to see more effective prayer? Amen. Prayer that produces something. Amen. Before you pray, you find out, well, what we agreed on before we even pray. Because what we agree on is what's going to happen. Rules and regulations. So these all continued. See? They all continue. And that's another thing about prayer. People say, well, I pray. It's continued prayer that breaks the yoke of bondage. You want to see some things happen? Why ain't nothing happening? Because churches don't know how to continue in prayer. One little weekly prayer meeting is not continued prayer. You going to a prayer conference once a year is not continued prayer. See, we're not doing the works that they did because we haven't gotten to the point where it says continued prayer yet. Amen. We want to claim second chapter Acts experience, but we haven't even got to the basic. We're not even doing this. We're not even doing the works that they were doing before before they had the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Amen. They at least had the determination to go to the upper room. Many people can't be endued with anything because you can't be led to the place where you can get it. So it's one. They continue to be constantly diligent. You're not going to see the manifestation of the Holy Ghost until you get constantly diligent. You can't say that. Why don't you see it now? Amen. Prove me wrong. Keep doing nothing. Expect something to happen. Knock it out. Go for it. Here, come up here. Jump on it. Somebody said, no, that's not right. Well, Paul did it. He said, some people puff themselves up. He said, I'm going to come and I'm going to show you what I can do. Amen. Until we get to the point to where, don't expect. Learn to flow in what you're flowing in right now. You know, you can be really nice and know your little stories. Know your little Bible stories. Tell them little Bible stories, because some of the people, that's all they're going to ever experience, a little Bible story here and there, talking about what they saw at the last conference. Amen. But you're not going to touch over to the other side that the apostles and disciples touched until you get to the point to where they were at. They continued in prayer. So I'm not going to let you see, because many of you thinking that God's a liar. He's not a liar. Amen. You're just not knowing the rules. Those that continue in prayer will see those things. You reap what you sow. You half walking, half talking. Amen. You're going to have a half walking, half talking anointing. You're going to get up there and expect to push them demons around, and they only know you when you're showing off in front of somebody. Going to say, look, that one I know. Amen. Because he's here every day wearing me out. Every day. I know this one, but who are you? Going to come in here calling shots. We don't know who you are. How did they move when the apostles said those apostles were on the devil's backs every day in prayer? Amen. Praying in the Holy Ghost every day. They were familiar with the realm. Then here we get up here in a little service, fall, roll on the floor. Amen. Rolling across this carpet ain't rolling in the Holy Ghost. You got to be known over there continually. Continually. You got to know how to get around in the realm of the Spirit. Well, that ain't right. I've been in this thing for 15 years. Well, produce 15 years worth of anointing. You've been walking and learning how to do nothing for 15, 20 years. Anybody want to hear about your do nothing stuff? That's old. I'm going to come up here and hear a bunch of stories about what we think God can do and what we believe in God to do that he never does. At least I'm going to pack up and go to Catholic church. At least I get a pretty building. Every once in a while I see a statue cry. I can see the same things. I can see a child have a temper tantrum roll on the floor. There's more to that than this stuff. Don't get distracted. I mean, we just got nuts. I mean, we just got crazy. You better call your own bluff. Time to cash in the chips. Whew! God is really moving. Mm-hmm. It got to the point, and I believe in that. I believe that God does do those things. Amen. But we all caught up in that stuff. We can't do nothing because we can't do nothing else. You know, people say, what do y'all do at your church? Ask Christy and Jess. I say, we fall on the floor. Clap and run around and scream and holler. What do you do? I sit there, talk about people falling on the floor, screaming and hollering. I come, you know, come when I feel like it. I don't know what I do. Amen. Get a good nap. What are people talking about your Jesus? It should be more than just you just being nice. Anybody can be nice. Somebody started laughing. I said, I know some nice devils. You ever seen Count Dracula shows? Amen. He's very polite. Got more manners than you Christians. Let a Christian take your seat in church. Dracula behaves himself better. So there's more to this thing than being nice. You got to have some power. Yes, oh, yeah. And power is power. Power is power. Power is to make a difference. Amen. Amen. I'm sure people are to the point where they say, I don't want to hear any more of that stuff, please. In Jesus' name, shut up. Show me. Look at somebody and say, show me the money. And until we start to see the signs and wonder, what do we talk about? We got a pretty carpet, and every once in a while, they play a real exciting song. But then we hear about what he's doing on the parking lot when nobody else is there. Well, we have to go back to the books and find out what's going on. Amen. Then we have to go back to the book and say, well, something not right here. And people don't like that when you start to talk about that kind of stuff. Amen. Well, I talk about this kind of stuff because I got faith. I got real faith. I got faith to go for the gold. Amen. Leave the brass behind. Yeah, I'm Pentecostal. I'm Pentecostal, Holy Ghost filled. I believe in the miraculous. I'm going to go on for a car. Don't throw me no big wheel. Hallelujah. You better get off them big wheels making all them noise. You making car sounds with your mouth. Amen. You know, if people, one of my people not run the church because you're on a big wheel.
The truth.
You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free.
And then we develop goofy jocking trying to explain why nothing's happening.
We're riding on big wheels around town, expecting people to get on the back, and the people say, that's not a car.
You know, anybody can tell that.
So that's what happened to the Pharisees, how they got all that weird stuff. They couldn't do anything that they were talking about. So they tried to spiritualize it. They tried to spiritualize everything that they did to explain why they didn't have no power. The necessity of prayer, when we start to pray the way God wants us to pray, with the right motivations and with the right heart and with the right spirit, we can jump out of this side with this boat that we're in. And somebody say, oh, that might be your church. No, it's all of them. I've been all around town. Ain't nothing happening nowhere. But it ain't going to be that way for long. There needs to be a Holy Ghost revival. And a Holy Ghost revival is not going to save. People that are unsaved were never saved. They don't need to be revived. You do. And before we can get them saved, before we can get them revived, we got to let them know, you are laying on the ground. You're not running. You're not doing this. You're talking about it, amen? And trying to blame it on Jesus. One day it's coming. The Lord, Holy Ghost, is going to show up. He's already showed up. More, Lord, more, more. Second chapter of Acts. I'm waiting for the next ghost. I don't want that ghost. He ain't saying nothing about a second one. Same Holy Ghost. I just need to get to where he's being poured out and apply myself like they applied themselves. Face the music. And they continued with one accord in prayer. Somebody say pray. Them folk prayed every day. Not just in their little prayer closet either. They got their butt up and went to church every day at 3 o'clock. But that's the kind of God that they had. That's what they did. Amen. Oh, we don't want to hear that because we're just so used to American culture. We're just so used to doing what we're doing. We're so used to our life and fitting Jesus on the side. But they had power. They prayed every day at 3. Sorry. Why don't you start there? Why don't you start there? I mean, they had a revival that never stopped. Every day at 3 o'clock. How'd they go to work? I don't know. Just said they prayed. At the 9th hour, they prayed. Somebody say continually. 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 Well, yeah, it was a continual prayer. There was a continual prayer where they prayed in songs, hymns, and spiritual songs all day long to themselves. But they also came together corporately. Amen. They must have believed in something. Amen. They must have believed in something. They really must have believed in something. What you got is what you pay for. Hallelujah. Every day at 3 o'clock, that's the word of God. Continually in prayer. They knew how to pray. We don't know how to pray. You want some miracles to happen? Pray. Get into prayer. Get serious about prayer. Amen. Why my miracles happening? Why is my faith working? The Bible said it would. How it happened for them. Because they did this. They had a different walk than we had. Oh, yes. With less than what we had. They didn't have the revelations that we had. They didn't have as many evangelists out then as we had. They had them 12. And half of them were nuts. It's the truth. You can diagnose and find out they were psychologically unstable. Cutting off people's ears. They would get twos and get mad at each other. And one go one way, the other go another way. Two of them had a controlling mother. Trying to set them up in ministry. Amen. One of them said, I'll be with you forever. I'll be with you, Jesus, forever. I won't forsake you. Lord, I'll be right there. I'll be right there. Somebody say them kind of people. I know some of them. I got your back. Not me, Lord. I'm going to be right there. I'm by your side, Jesus. Man started cussing. I mean cussing. Amen. I don't know him. Beep, 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 beep. Yes. And it had to be some bad cussing to make the Lord look up at you and look you in the face.
Good Lord.
Man. They hadn't learned to do the church stuff that we learned. They didn't learn any of that religious stuff yet. Hallelujah. They just had to be real. Continually in prayer. With one accord. Just those two things. They all one accord continually. We didn't even, you don't leave the prayer stuff alone. Just go there. Let's just rest there for a bit. They all one accord. Disqualified. First of all, we gotta get saved. And let it be no longer us that live, but Christ that lives in us. Many of us got saved to religion and not to Jesus Christ. These all continued. That means to be constantly diligent. That means they made it a priority and it was a habit. They had a habit of prayer. Amen. They had a habit of prayer. A habit of prayer. How many of you got a habit of prayer? Some of us still in bondage. We still got to punch that clock. Amen. Boss man, can I go pray? Get back to work. Somebody say bondage. What do you think God's trying to set you free for? What do you think God's trying to prosper you? Amen. So you can do this. It's going to take a miracle for you to do some of this stuff. Amen. What do you think he's trying to make you a millionaire for so you can punch the clock at 3? Amen. So you can be there when he wants you to. Amen. He going to set you free to be the big mess you are in front of everybody. Lord, some of them, Lord, keep them at work. Please, Jesus. He sets himself free. Continue with prayer. Somebody say prayer. And the supplication. See, many people forget prayer and they just go straight to supplication. Please, oh Jesus. Please, oh Jesus. Please, Jesus. Anybody got a prayer request? Over here. Over here. Silent one over here. Screaming one over there. Somebody say prayer. And supplication. Don't expect any miracle to happen until you get to where you get prayer and supplication. They continued in prayer and supplication. What's prayer mean? You got there at the hour of prayer, just before the Father in fellowship. Just there. They just got there. They just got there. They just got there. How many would love to see something like that happen? I mean, you just got to discipline yourself to get to the place of prayer. Yeah. Habit. 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 Jesus. I remember one thing. I grew up in a church, and I heard somebody pray. And they were teaching a prayer. It was a prayer class. And I knew the woman had power that was teaching this class. I seen power. Amen. And I could never understand it. And she was teaching the people to pray. And those folk could pray. I came out of a church. A woman dropped dead. Prophetic word. She dropped dead. And they took her to Walter Reed Hospital. And she was in the hallway dead. Anybody heard of Walter Reed Hospital in Washington, D.C.? This is recorded. She dropped dead at Walter Reed Hospital. They called the church to tell her that the woman had died. They called the saints together. Somebody say saints. 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 Not the ain'ts. The saints. Amen. Not the ain'ts. They call the saints. What are the ain'ts? I ain't doing this. I ain't doing that. Amen. I ain't listening to him. I ain't listening to her. Amen. I ain't got to do that. They called the saints. And them saints got together. They weren't afraid. Amen. Probably easy for them. They were quick to do that anyhow. They were used to praying. They said, oh, no problem. Somebody say, no problem.
No problem.
And the saints went up there at the hospital and laid on the floor. I don't mind you laying on the floor as long as the dead person gets up with you. See, no problem with laying on the floor. It's just that you're the only one getting up. And the problem is, yeah, you keep getting up. You keep getting up. Forget raising the dead with you. At least raise Christ up. That same attitude keeps getting up. You go down on the floor, get up. That same attitude comes up 10 times worse. But they went there and they got on the floor in the hospital and they prayed.
They prayed. You know that woman got up? You know she got up from the bed and lived and got her stuff together and got saved and lived? Prayer.
Prayer.
Continued in prayer. We need to get to the point to where we just surrender ourselves to the Lord. I mean, we got to grow up. Many people think prayer is a talent show. You grab the mic, I grab the mic. Who can I can outpray you. Preaching prayers. That's not prayer. Amen. Talent show. Prayer is they come in, they just get before Jesus and humble themselves. And they taught those people to pray. And sister, I can remember her saying this. She said, when I pray, I'll just say, Jesus. And she said, you know what you say? Jesus. And she said, when you hear them say Jesus, you just say, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. And she said, and you do the same thing. After I do it, you do it. And in my church down there that I grew up in, I'd walk into the church a half hour before service and all over the building, thousands. Lord Jesus, Jesus, holy, holy. It's not a black thing, it's a Holy Ghost thing. Amen. Which with groans and utterings and groanings and utterings. Amen. There's something about Holy Ghost tongues, but there's something just about just get to the point and just get in Jesus. Jesus. Father. Jesus. I mean, you get with saints, they can just say the name Jesus for an hour. Amen. Somebody say prayer. That's prayer. See, we're just used to supplication. Lord, help Sister Tally with that flat tire. And that gets old. Lord, I'm broke again. My back hurts, Lord. Help me, Jesus. Lord Jesus, help me, Father. We need to get to the place where we learn to pray. And all over the room you could hear the sound of prayer. Amen. Nobody were looking to show off. Amen. You can't show off going. And there was a bishop that would come into the room and they used to sing a song. They used to say, if I can't say a mumbling word, Holy Ghost would get so strong in that place that you'd get to the point where you couldn't even get a out. And they had to write a song about it. It said, if I can't say a mumbling word, all I'm going to do is just wave my hand. Amen. That's before it got charismatics came on the scene. And there was something to the hand. You just couldn't help it.
Yes, hallelujah.
I quit. Lord, I surrender.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Then maybe I do it that way because of my culture. Amen. Well, do it your culture. Just call on a name. I don't care if you do it rock and roll. Jesus! Do it any way you got to. Just do it. Amen. Just call him. I don't call how you call him. I don't care how you call him. Jesus. 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 Just call him. Just call him. Just call him. Don't get too heavy. Just call on Jesus. Just keep saying the name. And people used to make fun of people. And people didn't understand when they make fun of people. They used to have Terry services. And I'm not, then we know we got beyond Terry service. But you got to understand why they used to tell the people, just say Jesus. Because there was something about Jesus back then. They say, just keep saying Jesus. Amen. That means that the anointing gets so strong in the room when we call on the name, you'll get baptized. Hallelujah. They would just say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Somebody say prayer. I'm going to keep calling on his name until he shows up. I can't say, well, Brother Rod, what is this? It's just, stay there. See, people, these all. And it gets even better when these all does it. Continually. They still doing it today. You go to some of those churches today. Amen.
You go to some of those churches today, 12 o'clock in the afternoon, they still doing it. You go up there, they're laying all over the place. They do that for about an hour or so, sometimes longer, amen. Then all of a sudden they get a petition out. Help them, Jesus. Get up and go home. Start there. Start with a moan, then work your way over to a tongue. Start with a moan, then that moan will get it. Do it all, glory to God. It'll take you all day long. Amen. And when you're walking in the office. Yeah. Amen. And then after you got the power, you get up and, you know, God already knows what you have need of before you even ask. And you just say it, amen, and you tell the devil, move. I'll moan till the building shakes. Do you know the building shook? In the book of Acts, that they prayed until the building shook. I said, God, why did the building shake? He said, it was how big the blessing was that they were pulling in. They prayed for boldness, amen. And boldness came from one dimension to the next dimension that caused the building to shake. Glory to God. God wasn't just shaking the building to shake the building. No, it was the transfer of power from one kingdom to the next. Amen. I want to be the type of person that when my moan, when you see my blessing comes through. Amen. When you see my breakthrough comes through, the building shakes. Somebody say, what in the world was that? That was my answer. Hallelujah. Lay there. Don't go anywhere. Amen. Get up under a chair. Amen. Get up under a chair. Climb up. There's a hole in the platform. Get up under the platform. Amen. And stay there. Get rid of all the noise and get some Jesus. Somebody say, cut the fluff and get to the good stuff. Just stay there until it comes. They went to the upper room and waited there. And I believe that's what they were waiting on. Amen. They were all in one place, in one accord. Then suddenly, as a sound of a mighty rushing rim and crammed the field, all the house where they were seated. Amen. We bless your holy name. We
bless you, Jesus. You've been listening to Pastor Rod Counselor. It is our prayer that this message has been a blessing to you. You can receive other inspirational teachings from Pastor Rod by contacting Rod Counselor Ministries at 1-800-298-4333. You can also join us at Nations Church in the Woodlands, Texas.